Give you the praise, oh, because you are the life, the truth, and the way, the resurrection. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We lift up your name tonight.
Father, we bless your name, Lord.
Because there is no one like unto you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. That name that is above all other names.
Let me be a blessing, Lord.
Oh, you are here tonight. Thank you that you are here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you've come from your glory. And you are in the midst of your children tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We bless you, the Lord, you are here tonight. Yes, your presence is here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord, for the praises. Thank you for the worship. Thank you for Lord Jesus, your grace, your mercies, your loving kindness. Oh, that has brought us once again to your presence, Lord. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, tonight, Lord, it is yet another grace. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Because you are the life. You are the truth. You are the way. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. You've provided yet another moment, O God, for us to be in your presence, Lord.
We worship the Lord.
Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet. Oh, the sound. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, the sea. Oh, what a rest. Oh, like me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. You are here tonight, Lord. Stand in the midst of your children. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for yet another grace, the Lord, you have given to us, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for granting us journey mercies, Lord. Oh, from our various homes, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, grace once more, Lord. Oh, has opened a door for us. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the day, O God. Oh, in our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children. Oh, being to school and back. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, that tonight, even as we stand in your presence, Lord. Oh, we have come, Lord, with our sacrifice. A broken spirit. Broken and a contrite heart. Oh, Lord, we know you not despise. And Father, we come with all humility. Oh, to sit at your feet, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, let your word, O God, oh, bring the impact now, Lord. Father, let your word now, the word of life, Lord Jesus. Oh, now penetrate, O God. Sweep over us tonight. Oh, by your word of grace, Lord, that have been preserved for us in this age. We thank you for the prophet. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the message. We bless you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Let the whole church say, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. We bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. How many are happy to be in his presence? Oh, thank you, Lord. As we stand in, let's thank to the word for tonight. Hallelujah. We turn to Revelation 2:17. And then we shall read our second reading also from John 31-35, and then we will just come down to 58. First, let's read Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in a stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then our second reading, John 6. We shall read from 31-35. Then we shall scroll down to 58. John 6:31-35. Now the Jews said unto him, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Amen. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Then as we scroll down to 58, there is written, This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Oh yes, tonight, Lord. That's why we're here. That's why we hear, Lord, that manna, that is life. Father, bless your word, O God. And let the life of it, O God, be our portion tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you for coming. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, actually, we are all expecting our pastor to be here tonight. And it was a brother George that called me whilst I was on the way coming. That pastor is not coming. He said, maybe pastor sent a message to me, and that message he sends on my other phone, I left it in the house. And so the phone was in the house whilst I was on the way coming. So just on the way coming, brother George called to tell me pastor wasn't coming because of one or two things. Let's remember in prayer that the Lord will always make a way for him, because we need him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So tonight, we are looking at the word, because it is not him, it is not me, and it is not anyone, but it is the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we know the Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. To fulfill all that we desire tonight. Praise the Lord. So we have read this word. Revelation 2:17. He started, he said, he that hath an ear. He that hath an ear. Amen. Our topic tonight is the hidden manna. Hidden manna. Praise God. Amen. We want the hidden manna. Not the manna that perisheth. Praise God. Not the daily manna. We want what? The hidden manna. Praise God. Amen. And now he said, he that hath an ear. Before we come to the real message, let's digest something here. He said, he that hath an ear. I believe all of us have a pair of ears, isn't it? Amen. Everyone, everybody has a pair of ears. Then the scripture is saying, he that hath an ear. That means the Lord is trying to tell us something here. That it is not the ordinary ear. Praise God. It's not what the ordinary ear. It's a spiritual ear. Amen. Spiritual ear. Because there is a scripture that says, the eye had not seen, and the ears have not heard. And what? He said, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God, the good things that God has what prepared for his children. Amen. See? Eyes have not seen. Amen. Ears have not heard. Yes. And it has neither entered into the heart of man. Amen. The good things that God has prepared for his children. Amen. Why? It's because it is not a natural, it is not a spiritual eye. Amen. But the spiritual eye can discern the word of God. Amen. The spiritual ear can hear the word of God. Amen. So tonight he said, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. And I believe every ear here is a what? Is a spiritual ear. Amen. Amen. He said, blessed are your eyes when they see, they perceive. Yes. And blessed are your ears when they hear, they understand. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for what? For the spiritual ear that he has given to us. Amen. You see, because, you see, the Bible said, because the things of God is what? Is what? Is spiritually discerned. The things of God is what? Spiritually discerned. Amen. He said the natural man can never understand it. The natural man can never understand it. But if you have spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, when you see, you perceive. When you hear, you understand. And tonight, he said, to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna? Yes, sir. Another time we'll talk about the white stone and the new name. But tonight, let's base our topic on what? On the hidden manna. Praise the Lord. Then from the scripture that we read, we saw that the Jews had come to Jesus and they were trying to boast before him. That you see, our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. They received bread from heaven. But Jesus was what? Telling them that that bread they received, that manna they ate, they died. But there is another manna. There is another word which has come from the Father. And that when you eat, you have what? Everlasting life. Praise God. And so tonight, let us do a little Bible studies here. So that we will know what actually this message actually means. This message is a message of life. Praise God. The hidden manna. That has been what? Revealed. As it has been said that in the voice, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, oh praise God, all mysteries of God is finished. Every hidden word will be what? Will be revealed. Amen. Praise God. That's it. So the word manna, the prophet said, is found both in the Old and New Testament. But that phrase, hidden manna, is found only in the third church age overcomers. See, a promise unto the third church age. That word, hidden manna. Manna is found in what? Both Old and New Testament, but the word hidden manna, the prophecy, is only found in the promise to what? The third church age overcomers. Praise God. I believe you all remember the church age when we studied. We will come back to it again. Amen. We will start, we will go back because we've come to the seals. Now the church is gone. We will come back to the church age again. Praise the Lord. In the first church age, the overcomers, he said, I will give to eat of what? The tree of life. Amen. The overcomers of the first church age, he said, I will give you to eat of what? The tree of life. Praise the Lord. And we know the tree of life. In the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. One for life, one for death. And we know Adam and Eve, they chose to eat of what? That tree of death. Praise the Lord. And that same tree said he will give to what? The first church age overcomers to eat of it. And then the second church age, he said they will not be hurt of what? The second death. And he will give them what? A crown of life. Amen. Amen. The second church age, the overcomers will be given what? A crown of life. Amen. But my brother, take notice. The devil also gives a crown. Amen. Amen. Yes. Because when we were dealing with the seals, yes, the white horse rider, what did he say? He said when the first seal was opened, then one of the beasts called and said, come and see. Hallelujah. And when he said, behold, and I saw a white horse, and him that sat on it was given what? A bow. Praise the Lord. And he went out what? Conquering. And he was given what? A crown. You see it? Who gave him that crown? But the prophet, you see, he was able. Because he said, these seals, when John received it to the church, it was still in symbols. But in the days, oh hallelujah, of Revelation 10:7, amen. We got to know who gave him that crown. Praise the Lord. He said when he was on that white horse and went out conquering and to conquer, he said he didn't go toward Jerusalem, but he went toward, he went to Rome. It was there. Praise the Lord. When he had been able to bring both the state and the church together, then he was crowned the vicar of what? Heaven and purgatory and earth. You see, so the devil can also crown you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He can crown you. But the Lord, when he crowns, it is what? The crown of life. It is the crown of life. Amen. And then the third church age, he said, I will give to eat of what? The hidden manna. Oh, yes, sir. That is all what we are looking for. Now let us look at the manna. The one that the Jews were talking about. Amen. In the wilderness. Let's look at it. What the prophet said here. He said, now, after all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea, they laid before them the wilderness to cross to the promised land, which is also a type of what? Believers, we believers, joining here on earth. Amen. So the first thing that they cried after was water. Then the second thing was food. They needed something to sustain them to survive in the barren wilderness. Amen. And brother, you could just imagine 2 million people, over 2 million people in the wilderness to be fed, wasteland. It has to take only one person.
Hallelujah.
To be able to feed such Amen. A people in a barren land.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet said here, and he said, only God could be the one to be able to preserve such a great number of people
yes.
in the desert and wasteland.
Amen.
And he did with what? With a food called manna. Which would fall from the sky.
Amen.
As he said, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven
Amen.
For you.
And
the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. Every day. That I may prove them whether they will walk in my law
yes.
or not.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we see that the manna was what? A daily manna. And the prophet said here again, said, we all know that the manna was an angel food. It was what God sent down upon the grass for Israel
yes.
at the time of their wandering.
Amen.
And listen to what the prophet said here. He said, it was a perfect food.
Amen.
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 Amen. It was a perfect food.
Amen.
I said, it was amazing how those little pellets of food
yes.
kept them in perfect health. No one got sick.
Amen.
Oh, that is the word of God.
Amen.
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 Perfect.
Amen.
None of them got sick.
Glory.
It kept them in what? Perfect health.
Amen.
The manna
Amen.
Fell on the grass.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, let's take notice of this. Praise the Lord. The dispensation of God's word to every age is perfect
Amen.
At that time.
Amen.
Amen. Perfect
Amen.
To that time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Now, this perfect food doesn't need any what? Any supplements.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doesn't need any supplements.
No.
It doesn't need any flavor.
No.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh. Today, when you want to cook, sister, you want to get curry powder, you want to get a little onion here, a little something here, this one, and mix all of them. You want what? Good flavors. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's what? Mixer here and there. No, sir, the manna wasn't like that. It doesn't need any other condiments or any mixture. It's a perfect food. Oh, praise the Lord. And then what happened? The people, the day that they started to grumble, looking for what? Flavors. Looking for condiments. They drew the wrath of God. Amen. Brethren, the word is already perfect. That will give you perfect health. That you will never fall sick. Amen. But the day that they want mixes, what did they say? That we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Oh, was it true? These people, look, they really provoked God.
Yes, amen.
They provoked God. Said we were eating fish freely. What is that true? People that you were being whipped. Oh my. Oh, they provoked God. See, we ate it freely. The cucumbers and the melon and the garlics. See? Just provoking God. Looking for mixture. Oh, Lord. That day, craved for, lusted for what? Mixed food.
Yes.
Flavors and condiments.
Yes.
Many perished.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My brother, let us what? Stay by the word.
Amen.
No mixture.
Amen.
Anytime you try to what? Find some other things. Oh, to go along with the word of God. My brother, it is death.
Hallelujah.
They were looking for what? And they said, we did eat freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlics. But now, listen to what they were saying. But now, our soul is dried away. Oh! Our soul is dried away. Food that gives you health.
Soul food.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Now they said, you see, look at we every day, manna, now our souls is all dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Oh, my. Praise God. That is what is happening today.
Yes.
Many people say they are Christians, but their life is not what? Producing the word.
Amen.
They are eating what? Mixtures. Flavors. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are very sick. Sick. Spiritually sick. Amen. Because they have put the word somewhere. And then they have made their own religion, because that's what the prophet said. That the rider who changes horses all the time, he said he made his own religion.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He made his own religion. And it's a religion of what? Death. Praise God. So now, as we are seeing now, that was the manner. It was perfect. But brethren, as we have all known, it was the food for that age, for that people in the wilderness. Because the very day that they moved and entered into the promised land, the manna ceased. So it was meant for that period. Oh, praise the Lord. And it was perfect. Oh, hallelujah. It was manna.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So it is in the time of Luther. The dispensation of God's word in that time was perfect for that age. Hallelujah. It was perfect food for that age. Amen. And then came what? The dispensation of what? Wesley. They received another manna, another food, and it was perfect for that time. Amen. But now let us look at another manna, the hidden one. Oh, yes, sir. Praise God. The hidden one. Now let's look at that. Now the Lord commanded a sample of the manna to be preserved as a memorial for future generations. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. To be preserved.
Yes.
Oh, holy words, long preserved for our words.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Preserved. And Moses, and he said, Moses said, this is the thing he was telling Aaron. This is the thing which the Lord commanded. If you want, it's Exodus 16:32-34. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread within. I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generation.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was before what? Before the Lord. A hidden manna.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
And the thing is, brethren, listen. The manna that was fallen in the camp, it was only for what? Sustained for the day. It sustains only for that day.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, the manna in Martin Luther's time sustained for that day.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The manna for Wesley sustained for that day. Praise God.
Amen.
But the hidden one, let us hear what it says about the hidden one.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the one, the hidden one in the presence of God, perishes not.
Amen.
And it is always fresh.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That one in the presence of God, that one hidden, perishes not.
Amen.
Always fresh.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It was always good.
Amen.
It wasn't like the one in the world, in the outer courts. The one that the fathers ate in the wilderness and they died. But there is a hidden one, my brother, my sister, that perishes not. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. We are talking about the word of God. And that word, the manna. Let's read something here. It said, the tabernacle in the wilderness, the tabernacle of God or the sanctuary of God was divided into three courts. So we see what? The Luther, Wesley, and what? Malachi 4, Revelation 10:7. Praise the Lord. Three courts. And we know that the third court, where the veil was the holiest of holies. That was where the hidden manna was, in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. And there was a veil. Oh, Brother Wilmore, there was a veil. Hallelujah. Amen. That hidden manna, brother, that is what we are feeding on today. Amen. The veil was what? Rent. And now all the hidden manna, which perishes not, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he started to sound, all those hidden food are now what? Open to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. That perisheth not. Hallelujah. Amen. It is not like the other manna, which was what? For a period. And then it perishes. Yes. Praise God. Amen. But it was perfect food for that day. Amen. Amen. Perfect food for that day. But in this our day, oh hallelujah, all the hidden manna, the hidden manna is now open unto us. And this is the manna that what perisheth not. It's an everlasting. And after this, there is no other manna again. Oh hallelujah. My brother, that is why this message, it's a message of life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what Jesus was saying. Your fathers ate the manna and they were all dead. See? But this manna that comes from heaven, this bread that cometh from the Father from heaven, when you eat of it, you will never die. Amen. Amen. You will never die. And this manna, until he comes, praise God, it will never perish. This message, until he comes, it can never perish. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It is life forever and ever. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Everything that was hidden has now come to light. Praise God. So my brother, tonight, we are looking at what? The kind of manna we are eating. But what kind of manna are you eating? Praise the Lord. Because if you eating this hidden manna, oh my brother, there is always life in you. There is always what? Life in you. That's why I'm saying that, look, brethren, this time, the way how you people worship, the way how the church worship now, oh my, now it's showing real life in the house of God now. Amen. Amen. And so when you come to the house of God and you not sing and do what it needs to be done, praising him, amen, it shows that it shows the kind of what, the manner you are eating. Praise the Lord. If you are eating the manner of life, the life word will portray. Whatever you are eating will what? Will come out. The seed that has been sown will come and bear the same seed. And if you are the branches to the vine, amen, I am the vine and ye are the branches. And so we are all sucking from what? The vine. And the fruits that we will bear what? The vine, the fruits of the vine. Brethren, we have the message of life. He said, look, the people who ate the manna out here as the outside manna, the daily manna, which perishes, said, the people who eat the manna out here on the ground were eating the same manna that the high priest is under what? The Shekinah glory. My brother, we are before the Shekinah glory. Amen. Amen. The same manna, but the difference is this was what? In the hands of God. It's God's presence. Amen. We are eating in the what? The very manna that is in the presence of God. And anything that is in the presence of God can never die. Brother, present yourself in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. And you will never die.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
But the manner that withered, I said, but this manner withered away out on the ground, but that in the hidden place never did wither away.
Hallelujah.
My brother, you will never wither away. If you be eating of this hidden manna, that has now been unveiled unto us. Does now be unveiled. Amen.
Amen.
The message of the hour. Praise God.
Amen.
It lasted through the spans of years. The hidden manna. It lasted through what? The spans of years. So years and years that will come until Christ comes. This message, oh, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Nothing. Oh, it will not change. The same thing. It will save the life of people if it is, we had to get 30-00. Eh? We are now 20-something. If we had to be, the Lord had to wait for 30-00. This message, amen, will what? Fit into that age.
Amen.
No matter. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this is the message of life. Now, he said, a man who walked in there, that means who walked into the holiest of holies, when where the high priest went in beyond the veil, that veil separated the holiest of holies from the separated the holiest from the holiest of holies. When he walked in there, the veil dropped behind him.
Hallelujah.
That man enters a place of soundproof. Praise the Lord. He's shut off from all the world and the surroundings. He knows nothing in there but what? But the living in the presence of God.
Amen.
My brother, when you enter into this message, amen.
Amen.
Oh, when you enter into it, the veil falls behind you. You are shut away from what? The world.
Amen.
It is like you are sealed in.
Amen.
And when you are sealed in, the world is sealed out.
Amen.
Satan is sealed out.
Amen.
The veil falls behind you. And he said you get into a place that is soundproof. Oh, yes, sir. Soundproof. Did you hear that this brother was just... I didn't hear it.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that this sister... I didn't see it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You are in a place you don't see anything. Only in the presence of God.
My brother,
but if you are outside, a little something, you see, even the way how he talks to me, even the way how he's looking at me, oh, the way how he's doing this. Oh, my brother, you are too much alive.
Amen.
Praise God. My sister, you are too much alive.
Amen.
And he takes people in the outside to gossip. Praise the Lord. Because when they eat, by evening time, the whole thing is gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's gone. It's perished. My brother, some, if it becomes, he said, it becomes something like, see, the following day, another manna comes. So your Holy Ghost, I don't know which kind of Holy Ghost is that, it is from one revival to another revival. From one Sunday to another Sunday. Yeah, that kind of Holy Ghost, I don't know. What do we call it?
Hollywood Ghost.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Maybe so. Maybe so. Praise God. Because you hear, oh, today the pastor preached. Oh my, that was really good. He goes out here, really revived. The following morning, see how he's challenging somebody over there. His whole mind now turned against someone, praise the Lord. My brother, that kind of, you are still eating what? The manna which is outside, which perishes, and you perish with it. My brother, let us what? Go to his presence with what? A pure heart. Amen. That has been what? Sprinkled away with what? Evil conscience. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture is saying. Let's come to his presence. You can't go to the presence of God with all this kind of what? Bitterness, anger, all this kind of. My brother, you are still eating what? The manna outside. Sound a place of soundproof. Said you are shut away from what? The world. What people say, you don't hear it. Amen. Place of soundproof. Ah, brethren, that's where we are. Right now we are cut off from the world. Oh, praise the Lord. What is going over there? We are not aware of it. We got, that's the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Thank you, Lord.
Let that presence of God be with you.
Amen.
Wherever you go. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He said, a man or a woman that ever walked into the Shekinah glory of God, the whole world is shut off behind him. No matter what the devil says, he don't pay any attention to it. He's and he's living in a different atmosphere.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
The hidden manna.
Amen.
You are living in what? A different atmosphere. He said he lived in there where they put Aaron's rod. Oh, yes, sir. When they put in Aaron's rod. And it was nothing but what? An old dead stick of an olive tree.
Yes.
But once laid in the presence of God, it yielded what was supposed to be in the beginning.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you know. Moses' rod that he gave to Aaron. Look at from the time when he was holding that rod. When he was keeping the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro. Huh? Look at that time. Huh? An oak. And it was dead wood. But meanwhile, when God said, what is in your hands?
Amen.
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 He said, a rod.
Amen.
And we know the story already. Amen. He said, put it down. It turned into what? It turned into a snake. Praise God.
Amen.
And when he lifted it by the tail, it came back to what? He said, now go and take my people out with that rod. Amen.
Amen.
Janis and Jambres, their own rods were swollen up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All other opposition was swallowing up. Praise God.
Amen.
And with that same rod. Oh, hallelujah. When it was stretched over obstacles.
Amen.
The Red Sea.
Amen.
It had to give way.
Amen.
But it was a dead wood. And now he's saying here. When this rod.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. A wooden rod. Like as I was before. As you were before. A wooden rod.
Amen.
A wooden stick.
Amen.
There was no life in you.
Amen.
But the moment they place you before this hidden manna. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Amen.
Life came back to you.
Amen.
To bring out what? What you were in the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Said when the rod was put before the ark of God, the presence of God. Oh, the following morning, it has what? Blossom.
Amen.
Amen. It has blossom.
Amen.
To show its original, what it was.
Amen.
My brother, if we shall go to the presence of God, if we are in the presence of God, we will be what? Oh, producing what actually we were in the thought of God before he laid the foundation of the world. The sons and daughters of God. Oh, hallelujah. And in this world, this hidden manner, the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. In this our time. Oh, to bring the life back. To transform us. And make us what we were in the thought of God. Amen. When he was laying the foundation of this world, we were in him. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, it was laid in the presence of God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He became a new creature right then. Amen. He said, okay, that's the same way that an unbeliever or a sinner is ever laid in the presence of the Almighty God under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he becomes a new creature right then. His life becomes fruitful, fresh. Life comes in, and he yields what he was supposed to be, a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, it all has to take what? This hidden manner, the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. To be in the presence of God. To bring what? All what is known of us. Amen. You see? Let us not, brethren, try to deceive ourselves. You see, when you pack, I've said this thing before, when you pack the message book into your shelf nicely, it's like a painted fire. Huh? A painted fire. Huh? When you pack the message books, sometimes you are passing, your eye will just hit on a message book. My brother immediately take it. My sister immediately take it. Amen. And turn and read something from it. But many a time, you see it, you turn away because you have something to do. My brother, at least take it. God wants to show you something inside here. Amen. So if you pack the message books, you are just what? A painted fire. And you are seated by a painted fire. When cold comes, it will kill you. Amen. Take the fire and what? Take in. Amen. So that you will be fire. When cold comes outside, the fire in you, he that is in you is greater than he that is outside. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's eat the message. He said, God does not condemn you for being born a sinner because you couldn't help it. But, you see, it came down from Adam. But when he condemns you for wanting to remain a sinner, let us not remain outside there eating what? The manna that perishes. Praise the God. Hallelujah. He said, the man out in the outer court, he walked by daylight. Some days it's like what? Raining. Other days it's like the sun. Other days is what? A night time for him. And sometimes it's a stormy, dark night. My brother, that's not the kind of life a true Christian must go through. He had ups and downs. That's the way you see people. Oh, they say, we are eating good manner of God. That's right. But where are they living? They are living out there, eating it in an atmosphere that they shouldn't not eat in it. Amen. People say they are Christians, but their life is not proving it. My brother, let's prove that there is something in our lives. Amen. Let's prove it, my brother. Let us not labor for the meat that perishes. Amen. He said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which is the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath the Lord, the God the Father, sealed. Amen. Brother, let's labor for the food that has what? Everlasting life. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen. Said Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is the bread. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and they are all dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Brethren, we have the hidden man, the message. Praise God. That perisheth not. And as we have it, brethren, let us walk with all zeal, with real zeal. Take in the word. As you come in to hear the word of God, brother, let it be what? Alive unto you. Hallelujah. Just keep that word in your heart. Because as the Bible says in Revelation 1 to 3, he said, blessed is the one who, let us read, readeth, heareth, and keepeth. Amen. That's Revelation 1. Revelation 1:3. It said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and then keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Keeping them will bring the fruits out of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, in closing, let us listen to what the prophet said here. In closing, the prophet is asking us something. Let us look at it. In the message book, A Hidden Life with Christ, preached in Minneapolis, 1956, paragraph 40, he said, listen closely, brethren, as we prepare to close. Today, I've put a battery in my watch, so today I have time. Amen. Yesterday, I had no time. He said, have you, my dear brother, listen, have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Brethren, let's listen to these questions closely from the prophet. Amen. Amen. Have you come to that place? He said, have you, my dear brother, have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Have you come to that place? Amen. Amen. A place where Christ meant really something to you. Till all other things is what? Is dead. He said, has Christ meant more to you than the entire world?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Has Christ meant more to you than the entire world? He said, I don't mean from an emotion or a mental wake up.
Amen.
See, I mean from the depth of your heart.
Amen.
Not because you are hearing it, or you enter into some kind of emotion and say, no, sir. but something that comes from deep, the depths of your heart. That something is settled in there. That something has taken place. That you don't know how it come. But you are hid away. And your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ. Praise God. Everything is what? Secondary matter. Amen. Your whole motive is to what? Save. Amen. The Lord. Amen. Not from emotions. Praise God. Yes. But something that is deep from your heart. Amen. That even you don't know how it was placed there. Then it becomes what? It becomes the Holy Spirit in you. Hallelujah. Now doing its Hallelujah. Work. It becomes what? Christ in you now doing the work. It's no more you. Amen. Amen. He said, have you entered that place, my dear brother? Have you come into that place where you don't care what anyone says? Not to go out and act smart. See? Go out and act. See, you look like you are very smarter than any other person. My brother, I'm reading from the prophet. But the love of God is so anchored into you. That you can't see nothing else. Hallelujah. Your whole motive Amen. Is to do the will of God. Amen. Love everybody. Amen. Flowing free Amen. From everywhere. Yes, my brother, this is a question we need to answer. Sincerely. Amen. Do you love everybody? Huh? Ah, God bless you. I hear only one amen. Only one person love everybody here. Amen. Brother George, you are honest. About two people. Amen. You love everybody?
Amen.
Sincerely? Amen. From your heart? Deep? It's a question. Brother Mike, you love everybody? God bless you. He said, flowing free from everywhere. Then the prophet said, what a place to live. What a place to live when there is love. This love. In the house of God. In the body of Christ. What a place to live. He said, that's the hidden place. That's the hidden place. Having eaten of the hidden manna. In the presence of God. In the presence of the Shekinah glory.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All other things is lost from you, my brother. He said, that's the place where we got to come to, my brethren.
Amen.
The prophet said, that is the place we need to come to.
Amen.
My brethren, that's the place we need to come to. Tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot see if you eat of this hidden manna. My brother, how can you hate someone? It can't be be possible. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In a hidden place, he said, that's the place where we go to come to, my brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secret things. That's the place where God does the pleasing and calling. You get what I mean?
Yes.
That's the place. He does what? The pleasing and calling.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, let us not waver in our calling. Amen. Praise the Lord. As
Amen.
We heard last Sunday, you see, building that house. Huh? You were a rock cut all the way from Zimbabwe. Shaped nicely to come and fit into the body here. Amen.
Amen.
All of us, Zimbabwe, Congo, Slovak, Congo, Lithuania, Ghana, Lithuania, yes, Congo, Ghana, Zimbabwe, shaped, already shaped, perfect, brought in here to fit into every corner to build the house of God. Brazil!
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Romania!
Amen.
You were cut, perfect, brought in, fit into. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
That is the place God says, I will dwell in. And you, I will be your God. And you will be my people.
Amen.
How many love him?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I believe we will never eat that manna. See, that manna is already gone. But people are still eating it. People are still eating what? Martin Luther's manna. They are still eating it. People are still eating what? Wesley's manna. And so when they eat, it perishes. They remain the same. They cannot change. They can't change. There's no transformation. The life has traveled. And now it has come. Into what? Into the seed. Into the word. Now we see it. Harvest time. Praise God.
Amen.
Now here you are.
Hallelujah.
Portraying what? The real true seed of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many love him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, the musicians start coming. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight, brethren, for what he has given to us.
Amen.
The hidden man. The hidden man.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its verse.
Shall we stand?
It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Christ is so broken. shepherds will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh Lady.
That the Lord will preserve you. The Lord will keep you in the secret of his tabernacle. That if there is any veil tonight, Lord, let that veil, oh God, be torn away. That I can go into the holiest of holies and partake of the hidden manna. It is now revealed. It has been unveiled. There is nothing hidden again. Oh, the hidden manna. Oh, it's now open to us. Oh, ask the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Bless your church. Bless our pastor. Bless the ministry. Bless the deacons. Bless the sound leader. Bless the musicians. Bless everybody, Lord. Bless the youth. Bless our children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you cleanse, you sanctify, you purify, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even as
Jesus.
A sign, our Lord, and lead us, Lord. Even
yes,
as we part, Lord, Son of God. Lord, that we be careful to give thee the glory, Lord. We be careful, Father, to keep, Lord, Father,
Amen.
In communion with thee, Lord, Son of God. Lord, that sweet fellowship constantly,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Father, even in your presence, Lord. Lord, that hidden manner, Lord, Savior,
Amen.
Father, daily, Lord, partaking of, Lord. We bless your name. We bless this word. Lord, bless it to our hearts. We pray as we part in Jesus' name, Father. Amen.
Let's sing that song, What a Fellowship. What a joy divine.
Fellowship, what a joy divine.
Oh, I'm living on
the everlasting
God.
Oh, the blessedness.
I'm leaning.
everlasting
on the everlasting
oh the world world full of life
I to
that is what Lord Jesus
oh,
we are leaning upon yes Lord the life of
the
come let it be upon the church
I yes Lord blessed be
oh
my
upon us real peace
on the
oh, real love anchored in Jesus
holy secure
all
of I'm leaning on the everlasting God
ministered. Father, it says in your word, Lord, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are waiting for his appearing. Father, here's a group of people that have gathered in thy name, Lord, and tonight once more you have fulfilled thy word that you will be there in their midst. And we feel it, Lord, that the Spirit is pressing upon us tonight to examine ourselves against the word that has been ministered. Oh God, Father, even as we see the lateness of the hour, Lord, may you help us tonight. Father, for what use it is for a man to gain the whole world and lose his life. Father, this word was preached that we may look, Lord, oh God, and judge ourselves. Father, to see if we are hitting that mark, Lord, that you have set for us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I pray tonight, Lord, please, Father, may you have mercy upon us, oh God. Father, we thank you that you have given us another chance, Lord. But Father, be merciful, O God, unto us, Father, that, Lord, we may truly be honest with one another, with our own selves, in our hearts, and examine fully which side of the veil that we are standing on. Father, O God, are we the type of Christians that live, O God, from Sunday and then we lose the victory on Monday? Are we the type of Christian, O God, that it's the manna that perishes, O God? Father, are we the type of Christian that is easily taken, O God, by the winds of doctrine that pass here and there? The type of Christian, O God, that does not have love, O God, that would love even your enemy? Father, if we are, O God, may it be, Father, that we would not rest, that we would put away everything, O God, that we would put away all our programs, whatever that we may have planned for tomorrow, put it all away, Father, that we may seek, Lord, Father, to enter within the veil, that we may enter into that hidden place, Lord, that we may be shut with you, Father. O God, Father, what excuse are we going to have on the day of judgment if we don't take this opportunity? Father, you've been merciful long enough with us, Father, and we are thankful for it, Lord. But I know that one of these days, the summer will end. One of these days, the harvest will be over. Let it not be anyone's testimony here that it is ended and they are not saved. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, seeking mercy, oh God, for your people that are here tonight, Lord, that we may examine ourselves, oh Father, honestly, oh God. Father, for soon the day of judgment is coming. Lord, let us be found within thy word. For even heaven and earth will pass away, Lord, but only thy word shall remain. Let it be, Father, that as we leave this place, Lord, we continue to examine every door of our heart. If there be any place, Lord, any little blemish, oh God, may we quickly come to you and present it before you,
yes,
that
Lord.
You may cleanse us, O God.
Amen.
We desire your grace, Father. We desire your mercy. May you bless us, Father. Lord, we pray for our brethren that could not be with us, Lord, remembering our brother Andrew. Lord, continue to be with him. May you use him, Lord. Father, O God, may you use him, Father, to minister us more and more into your presence. Bless our brother Maxwell for taking, Lord, Father, this word. Lord, oh God, with such a short notice, but we see how it has worked for your for the good of them that love you, Father. Let it be, oh God, that you would bless him and restore virtue, Lord, unto him. Father, be with us, Lord. We commit everything else, Lord, to you. May you be glorified in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just a quick announcement that tomorrow we have youth meeting here, 1 o'clock. So we expect to see you there. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, the fortress of glory divine, hill of salvation, purchase of God. This is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior. Visions of rapture have burst on my side. Angels descending, bring from heaven echoes of mercy, whispers of this is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my soul.